أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. You are in the ninth ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the different aspects of the Jews and the evil traits they had within them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them and says that despite you seeing all these different miracles and signs, then your hearts became hard after that. And it became like stones. Instead, it became even harder than stones. You seeing all these different miracles with your own eyes, but your heart has become hard. Now the Quran Sharif addressed them with this so long ago, but you see that effect of the hardness of the heart, that now they can massacre, murder, kill small children and think nothing about it. How can anyone do something like this? It's because the heart has become so hard. The heart has got no softness in it. It's got no kindness in it. And that is also one of our weaknesses, that our hearts become hard. And in Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained this in a different way, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we sent this Quran down to a mountain, then you will see that mountain will become humble, and it will break apart, it will split apart out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the effect of the Quran Sharif, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Quran is so dynamic and it's got such great power and effect in it. But then we need to ask ourselves that how much does the Quran Sharif impact on our hearts? If the Quran was sent to a mountain, the mountain would have become humble. The mountain would have split open. But we hear the Quran, we hear ayats of the Quran Sharif, but what effect does it have on our hearts? And the reason for this is that our hearts have become very hard. That is why in the books of Hadith, you get a dedicated chapter that's called Kitabur Riqaq. This chapter will mention all those things that will soften the hearts. So there's a need for us to soften our hearts, a need for us to turn back to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to all these different words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ayats of the Quran Sharif that will impact on our hearts. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the believers. أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Do you have some expectations and hope that these people will believe in what you are saying? The believers, they always wanted goodness for everyone. And they tried to invite them. They tried to invite the Jews towards Islam. And they felt maybe they will accept. So Allah Ta'ala is addressing the believers. Do you have some hope in your hearts? And do you think that they're going to believe what you are saying? And they're going to bring iman at your words? وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. Understand who these people are. Understand the background they come from. That this one group of these people, they had heard the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَقَلُوهُ. After understanding it, they went and they distorted it. They changed it. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Whilst they know. One is a man speaks lies. Okay, some people have got this weak habit, they speak lies. But one is you speaking lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're distorting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do you expect these people to bring iman in you? Do you think they're going to believe what you are saying? No. Don't have this hope. Yes, you will carry on doing your work. Your work is to invite. You will carry on inviting. But don't have this expectation. Because these people are a different category of people there. They have got a lot of evil traits within them. So under this ayat, then some of us didn't say that which group this was referring to. So in the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had taken one group of this Bani Israel to the mountain, and they heard the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They heard it with their own ears. They heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking. When they came back, they came and they related what they heard. But then in the end, they added something. They said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the end of all the commands He gave, He said, see, what you can manage, you do. You carry it out. And if you don't carry it out, well, that's okay. You got a choice. So they distorted the words. They heard the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. They were supposed to relate it exactly as they heard it. Then these people, they will tamper around with the books also, the Torah. They will misinterpret it. They'll change it. They'll add few different words from their own sides. Innocent people, ignorant people, they didn't know. They don't know the Torah. They don't know the book. This is now the rabbi. He's speaking. So Allah Ta'ala says, these people, they distorted their own books. They distorted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words. What hope can you have on these people? This is also a very, very important lesson for us, respected friends. Today we have put our lives in the hands of the same people. We have put the future of our children in their hands. Whether it is the media, who is controlling the media? It's the same people. They're controlling the media. They will make you believe what they want you to believe. They will put that narrative forward, what they want you to accept. People will just read it, just accept it. Oh no, this came, that came in the news. I think it was the time of Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, or is it Mawlana Imam Hassan Rahmatullah Ali. There was one Bedouin who was reading the newspapers. You know, that time was the newspapers. Now people are reading it on their phones, or they got different ways how they read it. So he's reading the newspaper. So that the Buzur came and said, "By what you reading?" He said, "No, Hazrat, all this lies here. I'm talking about like maybe like 1960s or 70s. All this lies here. I'm trying to find something that is true. And all this lies that is here in this newspaper, maybe I'm just thinking, maybe, you know, one, two lines here, there may be some truth." So they already knew that time. We thought those people were backwards, that were, you know, Bedouins and villagers. But they were more intelligent than us. They already knew what lies was there. So we trust them. So when you look at the media, you look at the education system, they will force down your throat the theories they want your children to learn. In a lot of places in the world, it's mandatory now, compulsory. That child has to go. On one hand, they tell you democracy, freedom of speech, freedom of opinion. On the other hand, they made this compulsory for you. You must learn this, go through this education system. Till you don't go through our education system, we will charge you. We will put you in prison. You must send your children to our education system. You can't bring your own education. So the education system, then the entertainment, again, yeah, it's in their hands. In the name of entertainment, all the subliminal messages, sometimes one game, 300 PhD holders, 300 people are all you got, psychologists and psychiatrists and neurosurgeons, all to prepare that one game. So that child, when he plays that game, he mustn't stand up, he mustn't move, he must be glued to that game. He must be stuck in that game. His whole life must come out just playing games, topping scores and achieving nothing. So this is all coming from the same source. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called Hazrat Zayd bin Sabit radiallahu anhu. He told him, "I want you to learn the language of the Jews. Go and learn Suryani, go and learn Syriac. Inni ma amanu Yahuda ala kitab. I do not trust these Jews even to read my letters. I don't trust them. Even to call that man to do a translation, I don't trust him. I don't know where he'll be doing some wrong translation. Someone wrote to me in their language, he'll give a wrong translation. He'll mislead me in the translation. Sometimes I need to write a letter. I can't trust him to write a letter in that language. I don't know what he will write. So Zayd bin Sabit radiallahu anhu, he says that in half a month, I learned the language. I learned the language in half a month. After that, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever had to write a letter, then he called me and he told me to write the letter. If he ever had to read the letter, he called me and he told me to read the letter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah is addressing the believers that you hope and you thinking these people are going to bring iman in what you are saying. No, these people know very well. It's not like they made a mistake. Not like they got confused. No, like they misunderstood. They knew very well. They understood the truth. And then they went and intentionally distorted it whilst they knew. So be wary of this type of people. Understand who these people are. Understand what they do. Remember, as time is going, they're not getting any better. They're getting worse. They're getting worse than what they were in the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.